That's Brooks and Dunn, Little Miss Honky Tonk. It'd be 104.9 Real Country. We're at 40 degrees right now. It is 8 to 13, and joining me in the studio is Mark Scotch. Good morning.
Hey, TK, hi.
You're back. You're not on your bike.
No. Too much snow here.
Yeah, when you came back, that's crazy. When we were, if people are not familiar with you, you were biking from Louisiana, or actually from Texas to Louisiana. And it was all for awareness for live kidney donations, where you can do it and then have a normal life. And I'm not sure how much of a normal life it is when you're biking 1,500, 2,000 miles.
Yeah, but, well, it's normal for me, I guess. It is now anyway.
Yeah, well, yeah. No kidding. But how did it go? Tell us about it.
Oh, it went fantastic. We had a lot of events at transplant hospitals. We set this up beforehand, see if people down there at hospitals want to do an immediate event when we get there. Mm-hmm. I think we had about 20 of those.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. It was really good. Our credibility is just kept getting more and more. So when people hear about our story, they really want to be part of it now. So
yeah,
it's fun.
Well, that is neat. Who sets all this up? You?
I do it beforehand. Before we left, I started work on this probably in fall of last year.
Okay.
I start making contact. Nobody really wants to do anything until, you know, the day before, usually, it seems like.
Yeah, right.
But I get the word out there and what I'm doing, and then I start working with people.
So now, for people just joining in, others have, obviously, we've talked about it quite a bit for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
But you donated a kidney. And that's what really started all this out. Maybe you can tell us briefly, give us a summary of that story.
I actually started out by walking into a bar.
Yeah. Well, there's a joke there somewhere. I know.
Yeah. I met a guy at a microbrewery in Louisiana and started talking with this guy. And he got up to leave, and I was giving him a hard time for cutting out early. And he told me he had to go home and go on dialysis. So my sister-in-law had donated 12 years previous to that.
Oh. Okay.
So I knew you could donate a kidney. That's all I knew. I never was curious about it. Never ever imagine I would be doing this. I've never had surgery in my life, and found out that he needed a kidney, and I just said, heck, I'll give you one of mine, and that's what started the whole thing.
Wow. And then you started looking into it, and you found out there's even if there's not a match, there's other ways you can do this, right?
Right. Not even a match, and what really helped me was I didn't have to be in the same area even.
Hmm.
I ended up donating in Madison through the National Kidney Registry Voucher Program, which allowed me to get evaluated and have my surgery in Madison. And the guy then got a voucher from me, gave him priority on the wait list. He got a kidney from Southern California. My kidney actually went to somebody in New York. They make the best matches with the kidneys,
okay,
which is really critical.
Yeah, and that makes sense. But it got the ball rolling. So that explains now your first bike trip. Was it from New York to?
First one was from Madison to Louisiana.
That's what it was, Madison to Louisiana, because that was your first ride when you met the gentleman.
Correct.
And then you went from New York on your way back here.
Yeah, Martha's Vineyard back to Plover. And that simulated my kidney going to New York. That's kind of a backwards thing.
And you're biking back this way. And then after that, you went from
San Diego to L.A. to Lubbock, Texas.
Right.
And then this year I finished it from Lubbock to Louisiana, and that simulated Hugh's kidney coming from Southern California to Louisiana.
Okay. So, boy, you got the whole trip in there.
We covered basically counting my winter bike rides I did on one kidney, my bike races, I should say. We basically covered from International Falls to New Orleans and Martha's Vineyard to San Diego.
Wow.
So we pretty much covered the whole country, and then we made a little connection in between there. So
yeah. Tell me about this trip. It looked like you had pretty good weather.
We had pretty good weather. The wind was more of a factor this year. We missed tornadoes by a half a day.
Ooh, you got lucky.
We left Dallas going south, and later on that day they got hit in Fort Worth. So we missed tornadoes. We had more issues with wind, but not like Bob Seger. I don't go against the wind. If it gets too bad, maybe age has something to do with it, because in a song he talks about being, young and strong.
Right.
But
now you're just smarter.
Yeah. So I have my wife. I throw the bike on the car, and she'll run me down to the end point for that day. Instead of going against the wind, I'll go with it, because 15-mile-per-hour winds are better. I just can't make any time, and I'm a little bit on a schedule. And when I'm trying to put in so many miles, I can't afford to spend all my energy in one day, I'd be trash for the next day.
And you don't want that. And then you did actually take a tugboat ride too.
We got connected with the owner of a tugboat company, because the father of one of the owners belongs to one of the organizations that I work with, the National Kidney Donation Organization, who told me about this voucher program and mentored me through my donation, Ned Brooks. His son is part owner of a tugboat company. So we talked to him, and his company gave us a ride across the Mississippi River.
Well, that's neat. Well, that's neat. Good to know friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Friends like that. Oh, that is cool. So what is next? Are you going to do something else?
Well, it's really interesting. The next ride will probably be my wife's donation. My wife donated a kidney in January of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Her kidney, she used a voucher program as well. Her kidney went to somebody in Illinois.
Okay.
And then her voucher, she gave a voucher, which gave this guy priority, this 2-year-old little boy.
Oh, wow.
Priority on the wait list. He has been on dialysis since 8 months old. He's had 10 surgeries. He started breaking bones because his bones aren't developing properly. Mm. So we're going to give him a little time, and then we're going to ride from Plover to probably Chicago.
Yeah.
And then Minneapolis, and then gather their family up. His name is Cooper. He has a little older sister who's a couple years older than him. And we're going to do a little ride to Minneapolis and probably come back. So we're probably going to do that next summer.
Okay.
And then really one thing that was really strange, at an event we did at a transplant hospital called St. Luke's in Houston, I ran into a guy who received a kidney. He's in his early 60s. He is from Puerto Rico. And he was on dialysis for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Four of it was in Puerto Rico. And he was he came to the United States and got a kidney from St. Luke's in Houston. And him and I were part of the same program that I put together because of my ride.
Right.
The hospital asked him to speak. And afterwards, he asked me if I wanted to partner with him, possibly do a Oregon Trail kind of ride, circumnavigating Puerto Rico to create awareness down there.
Oh, wow. It'd be hard to bike there, though.
Well, I'm looking into it. I have to probably take a boat. Maybe I'll get that tugboat company.
So you might need a little help with that one. That is so cool. So you're going to continue to do this then?
Things pop up,
yeah.
We're going to kind of back off a little bit, but these are two definite things we're going to look into.
Yeah. And now your Facebook page is called the Oregon Trail, and then you've got a website, markscotch.com. And maybe you can tell us how people, if you know, listening to us, they may be curious and how maybe they could donate a kidney, how they can go about doing that.
Well, and really the first step is to become aware if you can donate or not. And how do you do that is to get evaluated.
Mm-hmm.
People have to get evaluated first. That's really the first thing to do. Then after that, someone can think about donation. So I really stress, just get evaluated. Find out if you're healthy enough.
Right.
You'd be amazed what you can find. And I've got personal experiences, some close friends, some family members that have gone in and gotten evaluated and found some pretty interesting things that they never knew was going on.
Oh.
May or may not prevent them from donating, but that's really the key, and I really stress that. And
yeah.
I've got a QR code on my Facebook page and my website. You can just go on that, take a picture, take it to the initial screening, and go from there.
And you'll find out more information there. So that would be the easiest way to do it, quick way to do it, too.
Yep.
And you go from there. Well, that is great. And coming up, I think we're going to talk to you on Monday, right?
Do we have
to schedule to come in? Maybe something big happening?
Yeah, Monday we're going to talk about something we can talk about Monday.
I thought maybe I could get the cat out of the bag here, but nope, not at all. All right. Well, we appreciate you coming in. It's been fun following you, and we hope to continue doing that, too.
Thank you so much.
All right. That's Mark Scotch, and it's the Oregon Trail on Facebook. And you can find his website. It's markscotch.com.
B1049.